in the Old Testament. Now we have a Bible study. The next 1 year we will study in our Wednesday Bible study in the church, yeah? A book from the Old Testament. What? Say Jonah, say Daniel. There is no Old Testament. You see what I mean? Because Old Covenant versus New Covenant speaks about covenants themselves, about the deal itself, about the action itself, yeah? Sinai Covenant, the Ten Commandments, yeah? The Book of the Covenant, book, not books, okay? You call all the, how many books I forgot, yeah? In the Old Testament, you call them New Old Testament. I want to show you that the only references of covenant are only to the Ten Commandments, are you with me? And to a book which was written by Moses when he was up there, okay? The prophets are not included in the Old Covenant. Biblically speaking, the old prophets, you know, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Hosea, you know, all of those, yeah, Daniel, were never referred to Old Covenant. You see what I mean? The only reference to Old Covenant is what I showed you. Point number one, point number two. Yeshua and the disciples did not speak of New Testament books because there were none. Okay, let's go to another example. Will you stand another example with me, friends? Good. Okay, this is the one. I'll show you. Oops. Abolishing or fulfilling. Matthew, turn with me to Matthew 5. Matthew 5. We say in Hebrew, chick-chack, quick, because we don't have much time. I will finish with this example and then we open it for questions, okay? And we will, Lord willing, we will see what we do tomorrow and the next day. We have a lot of material to cover, as you can see. Matthew 5:17. The Sermon on the Mount, right? Do not think that I came to destroy. By the way, another possible translation, interpretation from the Greek, abolish. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Okay? Now, my beloved, in the church, as the church act, listen carefully, according to the church actions, very actions, yeah? You know how do you read it? Do not think I came to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to abolish. Does this make any sense to you? I will repeat. Some of you look at me like you are dreaming. What did he say? According to the church behavior, expression of faith, today, they read this verse. Do not think that I came to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to abolish. Because they don't follow him. They don't follow what he said. Oops, a problem. And the problem is due to their misunderstanding and misconsidering or disconsidering or whatever. Not considering the Hebraic concept, the Hebraic rabbinical terminology, terms that were used by Yeshua here. Abolishing and fulfillment. Please hang on with me just on those two. Fulfilling in the rabbinical mindset is giving the right, correct interpretation to God's law and word. Abolishing is to misinterpret, giving the wrong interpretation. Are you ready for the biggie now? Immediately after Yeshua says these words, what does he do? It was said to them, do not murder, but I tell you, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. It was said to, do not commit adultery, but I tell you. What does he do? He gives the right, correct interpretation of the Torah. Do you see what I mean? He's not abolishing, he's not doing away. The opposite. He gives more strength. He gives more light. He brings the spiritual, the spirit behind the letter. What God intended when he said, do not commit adultery. He did not mean only the action itself. Actually, he did mean. But the action itself starts already here. And Yeshua comes and says, you don't want to fall in fornication? Stop it here. See what I mean? Don't be the religious, I'm strong enough, I'm strong, until you're not strong at all. Stop it. Stop it where you can stop it, here. Does Yeshua abolish the commandment, do not commit adultery? No, the opposite. He validates it. It's, you know, okay. Abolishing, misinterpreting God's law word. In Matthew, Yeshua fulfills God's word, giving the right interpretation. Beloved, I believe that I gave you enough to think, to chew on. Am I correct? It's enough for tonight. Now I want to open it. It's 8:20. Okay, 10 minutes, 15. I don't think we... I mean, you are the boss, but if you can have some grace, maybe they can have 15 minutes. Friends, we do not limit it. If you feel like you want to go home or you want to say a few things before we open the next for the questions answer, you want to say something?
Say a couple things okay. Before the question answer, that way.
And then those who don't want to stay, they can just go. Yeah.
What I want to mention was Rami's got a book back here that he's written that's for sale tonight, and I don't know how many copies he's got with him, but if you want one, they're back there. There's a little tag there that says how much. Gabby has a CD that she's made of some worship music and so forth. It's back there. We encourage you to stop back by tonight or one of these times to grab one of those. I also wanted to mention that we do have some food and refreshments back there that I hope you'll have a few minutes afterwards to visit. I hope you can get acquainted with one another, dialogue about some of these kinds of things if you'd like to. Last thing I want to mention, we do have a basket back there tonight, tomorrow night, each night. We're going to be having this kind of collecting, a collective love offering, you know, for Rami and Gabby. And we encourage you, if some of the things are going to be taking place or a blessing to your life, you know, be generous. And what you give will bless them and help us to do that. One question I need to ask on behalf of all of us, if somebody wants to give a check, do they make that out to the church and then we do something for you? Or do they make it out to you?
It depends. If they want to have tax deductible, I have a ministry which covers me, or they can write it to the church, and they will get the tax deductible from you.
They would.
So just
Tour Your Roots is the name of the ministry.
Tour Your Roots is the ministry, but I'm not 5-0 whatever, how do you call it? Yeah, I'm not, but I have a ministry which covers me here in America, American based. It's called Maoz. Or, but again, if you want to write checks and get a tax deductible, why not to do it to church? I mean, to, and then you get it anyway.
It's not so complicated.
If I may say, I usually hate to say it, but I need to say it, okay? To be completely transparent, not that I wasn't till today. I mean, till now. You know me already, I think, by now. But we do need continuous support, as blunt as it is. If you think what we do is valuable, we will be grateful. But to continue supporting on a monthly basis, it's not through... then you can take our cards. We have enough cards which talk about our ministry, what we do. And there it explains exactly how you can do it. And then it will be through the other ministry, American-based, and whatever you write there. If you memo it for the Danielis, it will come to us, okay? I don't want to speak more about it. Now you know it all. But for now, for those evenings, the easiest, if you want a tax deductible.
Southwoods Christian Church.
Yeah. And if you don't, you can write it on my name, whatever. Thank you so much for your patience. Now we can start the... Yes. Okay, now for the real business. Come on. Everybody now. In order to play the bad guy, maybe somebody else will... Okay. Ladies first. But speak up so everybody can hear.
Hebraic mindset. What is the most important thing in our Old Covenant, New Covenant, whole Bible? I mean, what is more fulfilling to
Very good.
Read?
Excellent. To read or to do?
Both.
To read all of it. It's all the counsel of God. But you do not read in the Hebraic mindset. Thank you so much, sweet sister. Thank you, because you have no idea what you open now. Not Pandora box, but a very important thing. Because while, you remember the Greek versus the Hebraic mindset? In the Greek mentality, please don't take it personally, you go to study to have a degree. Now I have a bachelor. Now I have master. And you start to hang them on the wall. And it can be also with theology. PhD in theology, graduate of this seminary, that seminary. And many times it is hanged on the wall alone. In the Hebrew mindset, ask any rabbi. You will not see rabbi this and this studied in yeshiva. Honestly, go and you will see. No titles. You cannot actually differentiate in rabbinic education. You cannot differentiate between the rabbi and the students. Sometimes they are the same age and they don't dress differently. All with the black, you know. You don't. Why? Because for them studying is to walk in what they studied. Different mindset. If you do not apply what you study to your daily, everyday life, it's just a, you know what I mean? You can do whatever you want with these titles. It won't help you to...
Like reading a novel.
Very good. Yeah, like reading a novel. We should not read the Bible as a novel. Very good example, yeah? You read the Bible, why? To become more and more like Yeshua, to eat from his flesh, to drink from his blood, this allegory that we gave before, yeah? Yeshua gave it. Thank you for the question. I hope I answered it. Walk. By the way, the Jewish, the Hebrew word for the codification of all the Jewish laws is called halacha. Halacha comes from lalechet, walking. Walking with God. They study 724. Why? To know more how to walk with him. It's not theoretical. They want to know, to get to know him more. Okay? Of course, they're not perfect. We know it, yeah? They're blinded in part, etc. Yes, lady? Yes. It's not. According to scriptures that I showed you, it's not. It's not, because I could show you also Hebrews, which speaks about the high priest, the order of Melchizedek, the order of Levite, all speaks about Mount Sinai covenant. Galatians speaks about we are not under the Torah, under Mount Sinai authority, yeah? We can speak about what did it mean later on, okay? But there are many covenants, yeah? But Abraham, when he received the covenant, it wasn't between a nation, people. It was between individual. Since we are coming as not individuals, but a family, nation, one body, okay? Those covenants are, you know, more emphasized, yeah? Because you are not Abraham. You know. You are part of Abraham's seed. You see, a nation. And Mount Sinai was the first, Mount Sinai covenant, the first historical, magnificent or magnitude covenant between God. God never did such a covenant between himself and other nations on the face of the earth. By the way, the portion of the week that every Jew reads in this Shabbat called Vaitchanan, it's Deuteronomy 3, 4, you will see. He tells his people, look, what a great deed, a deal. I mean, I'm starting to losing it in my English, sorry. What a great nation, or what a great God, you know. With nobody else as a nation, entity, God created cut a covenant. Okay? Again, individual compared to a nation. You belong to a nation. You are not individual. When you come to the covenant, by the way, you come as individual, but you immediately join Israel. We will speak about it later on in the other evenings. Yes. Somebody that I missed? Yes, mister. Okay. At least expression of faith, yeah.
Right. The object of our faith is the same, perhaps, but the expression and understanding.
Very good, yes.
So, if we want it to be true to our biblical roots, what path would we take from today to then?
I will tell you the full, honest truth. Like, by the way, I do it all the time, but I emphasize it so you will know that I'm completely transparent. If you would ask me about 10, 15 years ago, brother, I would chop your ears off. I would tell you, you leave your pagan feast, you leave your church, and you come and you become like a Jew. I was a Judaizer. Well, God has his sense of humor and wisdom and ways to teach his disciples. Okay? And I'm a disciple like yours, like you, yourself. I cannot overcome or bridge between what happened 2,000 years ago to now, yeah, with a small bridge. Even the Los Angeles bridge will not. You know what I mean? It's not a short bridge. Like you cannot, you need to, when you evangelize the Jews, you need first to overcome 2,000 years of history of so-called Christian persecution against them, slaughtering them, crucifying in the name of Yeshua. You cannot just, hey, I love you, Yeshua loves you. Oh, yeah, okay, oh, get away. No, you need to gain their trust, yeah? You need to love on them. You need to shut up from biblish talking, yeah? So I, with you, I cannot come and force those truth on you. My intention is that you will be shocked, yes. Wow, wow, Abba, wow. And then you will take it to your closet with your father and tell him, Abba, you show me what to do, how to go about it, how to apply, how to lalechet, how to walk with what I just studied. No condemnation, I'm not a Judaizer. I don't wish to be a Judaizer. I myself don't keep the Torah. None of us keep the Torah. None of my forefathers kept the Torah, otherwise Yeshua would not need to come. I'm free, hallelujah, free indeed in Christ. But do I use my freedom to hurt his feelings and to celebrate pagan feasts? He doesn't want to have anything with pagans. Paganism, right? Or maybe he changed, I don't know. I know, of course, that he didn't, yeah? So I would tell you, my dear brother, step or toe after toe, don't make wig, you know. No. Go to your closet, pray about it, you know. Tell him, Abba, okay, I mean, it's such a mess where we are now. It's a mess. By the way, the Judaism is not in less mess than Christianity, because Judaism is filled with paganism. And here I'm a Jew standing before you, filled with yucky pakis that I hate with all my heart. You see, I hate it, right? So, beloved, to make it short, take it easy on yourself. No condemnations. You are secured in Yeshua as long as you don't live in sin. Continue sin because God is not to be mocked. The fact that you say the sinner prayer 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 2 years ago, and now you live like hell will not help you. This is another thing which is a Hebraic mindset. Maybe we'll get to it in the next two nights. But as long as you try your best, your very best, with no condemnation, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. You should not feel, this is not Yeshua. Happy, free to do his will, not to commit sins against his will. You see what I mean? There is a balance. There is a thin line. No condemnations. But yes, correction. As a father, it's okay, son. It's okay, you missed it now. Get up. I love you. I love you still. Come, I will teach you how to eat with fork and knife. Yeah? It's okay, you missed it. All is spread on it. It's okay, you're still my son. But when he says, who are you? You are not my father. Bye-bye. A good father will not force it. At least my father in heaven will not force it. Everybody comes with a prodigal son. Well, the prodigal son needed to make his mind. If he wouldn't, he would stay in the pig then. Clear? No condemnations. Ask the Lord what to do about with the knowledge that you gain here, yeah? And check it. Check scripture. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay? And between you and God. Because you will stand alone before God. You see what I mean? And you don't go home and you mess all your home. Because your wife still wants to keep this and you... No. Peace. Peace in the house, love, because this is more important than keeping any day in the week. Well, you know what I mean? Read the epistles of Paul. he put the emphasis where emphasis should be put. Yes, sir. Yeah, four.
When you look at that, is that the spirit with which they were trying to set it up? I guess I kind of looked at it as, no, they said all that isn't really necessary.
No, no. You must understand that the four things that they mentioned there in the book of Acts 15, and then it is repeated in, book of Acts 21 also, those two chapters, it is repeated. The council in Jerusalem, what to do with those Gentiles who come now in their masses. In my opinion, the four things, fornication, drink blood, eating flesh, which was not slaughtered kosherly, by the way, what he called strangle meat, yeah? None of the church does it really. I mean, and all this, yeah? They were very, very foundational four things in order to fellowship together. See what I mean? And you must understand there were no New Testament scriptures. So what scriptures did they read together? Gentile and Jew. They read what we call old. Now I believe that you, now you understand why I do this, Old Testament. They read the Tanakh. Okay? So I believe, first of all, there are no evidence of keeping Yeshua's birthday, for instance, or changing the Sabbath till much later. So I believe the Jews and Gentiles kept the same things. But I believe also with what Paul says, that you don't force it in their throat. Okay? If they do the four things which can enable them fellowship with us, hallelujah. Then they learn. And the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. The kingdom of God is not keeping this day or that day. But love, peace, and all this. Okay, this is the main thing. But do we take advantage of it and go to the other extreme? See what I mean? It's a very fine balance. Yes, more.
Okay. Say a little bit about
nightfall. Ooh.
Before we wrap, just so everybody.
Okay. Speaking about, if we were in the first century, we're a first century body, we would start our fast tonight, I mean at sunset, till tomorrow sunset. Fast, without anything, yeah? To eat, why? Commemorating the 9th of Av. Av is one of the 12 Hebrew months, okay, which falls usually on July, August. It starts with this sunset, you know, that we had a few hours ago. And it commemorates the very day that the temples, the two, first temple and second temple, were destroyed. It commemorates the very night that the spies came back after spying the land and giving a bad report. Many atrocities, bad things happened to the Jewish people in that very day. Speaking about repetition. Kristallnacht, if you remember, during the Holocaust, or before the Holocaust, it was November 38, I think, yeah? So bad things happened to the Jewish people, and the Jews, all those who care about God, the religious Jews, which are only actually 40-50% today of Jewry of the world today, they do fast this day because it's a very, very bad day, and they pray. And by the way, thank you for mentioning it. You don't think you're required to fast, yeah? But at least pray. Pray for the nation of Israel. Pray we are not in a... Actually, pray for your nation. If you will come and dare after this teaching to come also the next two nights, you will understand why their destiny is actually equals your destiny. Welcome to the club called Israel. Tomorrow we'll speak about it, okay? So today is a very, very important day in Judaism, in Jewish tradition. Guys, thank you so much. And if you have more questions, please keep it for tomorrow.